Habang tayo ay umiidad, para sa ilan, lumilitaw ang kalungkutan at ang pakiramdam ng hangarin ay maaaring mawawala. Tinataya na sa pagitan ng 10-15% ng mga matatanda ay dumaranas ng depresyon. Ano ang mapalatandaan at paano mahusay na masimulan ang isang pakipag-usap sa taong nag-aalala ka? Sa ulat ni Amy Chen Yuang na isinalaysay sa Wikang Filipino. Si Malini Bacchus ay isang volunteer sa enliven.org.au sa Timog Silangang Melbourne. Inuugnay niya ang mga refugee at migrante sa mga naangkop na serbisyo ng kalusugan at settlement. Pansin ni Malini na ang mga mas matatandang tao ay mas higit na nakakaranas ng depresyon na may mga sintomas na kung minsan ay pinagkakamalan bilang isang bahagi ng pagtanda.
First thing is they themselves are not aware that they are going through some kind of sickness. The few people they have connection with, they are unable to identify, okay, this person is going through some kind of anxiety or depression. That's why they are behaving this way or that's why they are unable to sleep.
Ang dating pambansang pangulo ng Australian Medical Association o AMA, Dr. Makesh Haikerwal, ay isang miyembro ng lupon ng Beyond Blue at isang general practitioner o doktor. Sinabi niya na habang ang mga tao mula sa ilang mga kultura ay maaaring mahiyain sa pagbahagi ng kanilang mga problema, may mga palatandaan upang sabihin kung pinagdadaanan ng isang tao ang depresyon.
It's often just the way in which they appear. They haven't taken time to look after themselves with how they dress, demeanor, you know, the way they groom themselves. The house may be untidy. They may just not speak very happily, bit of a monotone. No life in the speech. It means that they are not functioning well, not really in any interest, nothing sort of to look forward to, nothing that they're enjoying at the moment.
Nagtatrabaho bilang isang GP sa Altoona North, isa sa pinaka-multicultural na bayan sa Australia, madalas na nakakakita si Dr. Haikerwal ng mga tao na nagdadala ng mas matatandang tao upang ipasuri matapos na mapansin ng ilang senyales ng depresyon.
In my practice on a daily basis, I'll have concerned neighbors bringing in their older, retired neighbors because they're worried about them one shape or form. It may be because of a medical issue. It may be because they're losing weight. It may be because they're tearful. It may be because they're just disengaged. And approaching that is really important.
Kinikilala ni Malini na hindi madali ang pakipag-usap sa isang matanda tungkol sa kalagayan ng kaisipan nito.
I just be there for them, give them calls, go out with them just to make them feel comfortable. If I feel that they need to see someone professionally, I connect them with them and encourage them to say that, you know, this is nothing wrong, that everybody has problems like this. It is just common. So just giving them hope.
Kung kayo ay nababahala tungkol sa kabutihan ng kaisipan ng isang matanda, iminumangkahi ni Dr. Haikerwal na simula ng isang simpleng pakikipag-usap.
People will not say that they are low or depressed. They always put a brave face on. The most common greeting is, how are you going? How are you? And the most common response is, I'm all right. And it's actually important to go beyond that. How is, you know, other aspects of your life? Like, how are you feeling? Are you sleeping all right? Are you eating all right? Is anything worrying you? Have you got stress? Words like that in the non-clinical setting, which can be a good alert and a good trigger to keep the conversation and take it at the next level.
Minsan ay isang sakit sa kaisipan ay maaari ding tumulad sa isang sakit o physical na sintomas tulad ng kirot o pagkapagod.
If something's wrong, it's wrong. But sometimes it can be a depressive illness, anxiety illness, which can mimic some of the symptoms of those medical conditions. So you always need to work those side by side and not ignore the medical, somatic, and not ignore the depressive mental health illness sides of it as well. So that you can be sure that you're eliminating the somatic, so that you're not just bobbing people off and saying it's all in your mind, which you must never do. It's a very unhelpful way to be. But you must always work through the mental health side of things when you're dealing with the bodily somatic issues, because one can aggravate the other.
At ang mga karaniwang sanhi tulad ng sakit, kalungkutan at pagkawala, pinansyal na stress, isolasyon sa lipunan o paglipat sa ibang lugar ng isang mahal sa buhay ay madalas na humantong sa depresyon.
People who are retired or retiring and feel that they have a lack of purpose. Older people often feel a burden on their families. They feel a burden on their children, grandchildren. And, you know, they need to be reassured that's not the case. And if they are unwell, the illnesses can be dealt with. And it may mean dealing with the medical side, but also may mean dealing with the stress side as well. And that's not a bad thing. It can be dealt with.
Sa Australia, nasa 45% ng mga tao ang makararanas ng kondisyon sa kalusugang pangkaisipan sa kanilang buhay. Sa anumang taon, 1 milyong matatanda ay makakaranas ng depresyon at 2 milyon ay magkakaroon ng pagkabalisa. May mahakbang na maaaring gawin kung nag-aalala tungkol sa kapakanan ng isang tao at kung hindi sigurado kung ano ang gagawin.
There's a lot that can be done, including conversation, including joining people up to other people who can put a bit of spark back into their life, provide them activities, and obviously and a connection with health professionals, general practitioner, psychologists, other people around that are working in the community that can support people.
Nakikita din ni Malini na ang pagbuo ng mga social network ay may malaking benepisyo para sa pagpapabuti ng pangkalahatang kasiyahan ng isang tao.
Especially the people who are connected with something like, say, religious people. There are seniors groups, ethnic senior groups are there. There's some kind of interaction with the other people. That way they get to have a better quality of life and have a longer life as well.
Kung kayo o inyong kakilala ay nakakaranas ng depresyon, maaaring magtungo sa mga website na www.sane.org o sa www.blackdoginstitute.org.au o sa www.lifeline.org.au o sa www.beyondblue.org.au para sa mga iba pang impormasyon. Maaaring makakuha ng tulong sa pamamagitan ng telepono sa pagtawag sa Lifeline sa numero bilang 13 11 14 o sa Men's Line Australia na nagseserbisyo sa mga kalalakihan anuman ang kanilang edad sa numero bilang 1-300-789-978 o sa Beyond Blue sa 1-300-224-636. May serbisyo ng libreng tagapagsalin o interpreter na maaaring ikonekta kayo sa mga serbisyong ito sa pamamagitan ng pagtawag sa TIS Helpline sa 131-450.
SBS.
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 SBS. SBS.
SBS Radio.